Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Marty Smith Show. As you know, there's a lot in the media about
Mr. Kanye West.
It has gotten to the point where it just seems like, to me, thoughtful distractions about real issues there is a we could say disdain, disconnect between the reality of what this man is saying versus the emotions he intentionally creates within the public sphere or the webosphere regarding the issues, as well as the time and place. None of this stuff is new, he's talking. These are not new concepts, let alone new ideas. Yet we are plagued with dealing with this again. That seems to be recycled racial, social, and intellectual energy that doesn't move the debate forward because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
To my pain, you're being a Karen.
I think you don't understand the pain that you've been causing with some of these comments. And I think that one in particular, I can understand.
God forbid one comment could cause people to feel any of the pain that my people have went through for years. Even like the blacks being ushered to the left during the civil rights movement.
Well,
no one has cared.
I agree that the racism against black people has been utterly deplorable, shameful, unacceptable, and thank God the world is beginning to move to a better place about the way
black people like you.
However, one form of racism
any credit or a moment of reflection for the comparison that I made, the brilliant, if I do say so myself, comparison that I made to the cops pulling over one black person and locking
everyone up
in my tweet, having issues. I wasn't done with the sentence, la, 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 of my tweet, referring to all Jewish people, and I said, for the sake of this conversation, I will refer to the business people who have destroyed me and my people and my fellow creatives. But you didn't even accept that I gave you that. You tried to push me back into 1960.
No,
you tried to push me back into last week.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I didn't.
You accept that example that I gave you.
I understand completely the example you gave me. I think all racism is wrong.
I just feel that we've grown.
I would like you to reflect. If you've now changed what you wanted to say originally, my question for you is, do you now regret saying on Jewish people? Are you sorry you said that?
No.
It should be.
Absolutely not. You know, I will say I'm sorry for the people that I hurt with the DEF CONs, the confusion that I call. I feel like I cause hurt and confusion. And I'm sorry for the families of the people that had nothing to do with the trauma that I have been through. My platform where you say hurt people, and I was hurt.
It's nonsense that it did. You said something which you now wish you hadn't said, and you've apologized. I actually think that says a lot about you. You've got that ability to be self-aware, to understand when you cross a line. I think someone like you, with all your energy and creativity and your passion, you're going to say stuff. The way that you talk constantly and in such an extraordinary manner, you're going to trip up. You're going to say things the wrong way. I don't think there's anything wrong in when you do that, then what you just did. I'm sorry, I crossed the line, I apologize.
I want to say that it's wrong to hold an apology hostage, and I got to let go of that and free myself of the trauma and say, look, I'm just going to give it all up to God right now and say to those families that I hurt, I really want to give you guys a big hug, and I want to say I'm sorry for hurting you in my comments, and I want to word it in not in like a political way, but in a presidential way, which means what I knew a president to be when I was growing up.
So for me, that pretty much tells you what this is about in a presidential way. This guy is out here playing with your emotions, very thoughtful in his rhetoric. And his subject matter is very apropos. However, time and place. There's a bigger agenda here. And since nothing is new in this debate, and he goes on to elucidate, simply how he feels, his growth, and a remanufacturing of historical context, as if, for lack of a better term, the Obama effect, if you don't believe what most people agree with, then you couldn't agree with common sense. I mean, it is gotten to the point where it's all maddening. And it does not necessarily move those issues forward. This one brother, Papa Duck, had another perspective.
That'd be crazy, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. The man that does the crazy stuff, but this what he's doing right here, I gotta salute. I'm gonna show you a video, man. It's gonna be a powerful video, for the Jews that got on the post and said this stuff, because y'all was saying, like, not all Jews are this, that. So I'm talking about y'all, but we're talking about the Jews that's running the show. We cannot turn a blind eye on that. And all it shows is that your own people will shit on you. And it's not just for y'all. It's black people in position right now that's shitting on black people. Spanish, you name it. So let's not be so technical. Please. We the same boat, man. But I want to run this video and I want to get your opinion on this. Check it out. If I talk about the chakras, if I talk about Rick Rubin, if I talk about the 808, but I'm going to take that fashion. I'm going to fuck your bitch. I'm a kill this nigga. I'm going to fuck your bitch. I'm a kill this nigga. I'm going to fuck your bitch. I'm a kill this nigga. I'm going to fuck your bitch. I'm a kill this nigga. That's the real anti-Semitic shit that the Jewish people get paid off of. Now, watch what Leo Cohen say about Jews. He say Jews is a bad thing. Now, if you don't know who Leo Cohen is, he's a Jewish record executive. He helped start the Def Jam Records 300 and a couple of other things. But I love what Charlamagne Tha God said on this interview. Check this out.
I don't know what's this opioid thing, man.
Okay, so that's what you back then.
Being
crackhead wasn't cool. Now it seems like they're making it cool to be drinking lean syrup. And
it's the most dangerous, thing that's facing our society.
So why sign an artist that would promote it?
Because I already answered that question. You weren't paying attention. She asked me talent or issues, and I said talent. But I can't give up on people.
Those things are critical, though.
And you know,
it's opportunistic.
Yeah, I got people to feed. I got a business to run.
You're gonna make Dave Dash take this clip and call you a coach, won't you? Now, how crazy is Kanye West? This man just told you I have a family to feed, and in the process of feeding my family, I don't care how many of you niggas go to jail. I don't care who's you who. I don't care who's doing drugs. As long as we keep signing y'all keep talking about each other, I'm going to keep making money, I'm going to keep my family. I tell y'all all the time, man, exploiting niggas is an American business. Think about it. We are the only ones that's being exploited. And I told you, if you don't know what exploiting means, you can go look it up. Okay? It's going to shock you. But, hey, I'm with you, Kanye. Back to the video. Now look at that video, man. He's right. Everybody gets paid off exploiting black folks. The exploitation of black folks, everybody gets paid. That is the American business, exploit black folks. And if you don't know what that means, that just basically means to take advantage of people and make money off people or a group of people or a person. That's what they do. Look at how they portray us in the news. Look how they portray us in the movies. Bro, we've been watching movies about shooting, killing, and guns and drugs for so long, we're immune to that shit. Every black movie that comes on speaks of one of those things. And I said this in a video I did the other day. But if you saw something that you normally don't see in videos, like I said, what if it was a white girl that got, you know, taken by a black man and put in the basement and he doing this and that too? Y'all know what I'm talking about. But they showing the graphical, they see it happening. Her crying, sweat running off face. Like, these Hollywood movies get so graphical. This shit is traumatizing. The black guy come in, he doing his, bro, this is what they do to us. It's just when I saw so much from black folks being exploited to be immune to it. You will never see a movie where they do this time of year. When you ever saw this happening, and I've done videos about this, when you ever saw any other race, and they put in, you don't even see Chinese people in the fucking news, bro. That should tell you something right there. I've done videos that showed you that Chinese people have Chinese crime, they spike, they loot, they do the same shit like everybody else. I showed you every nationality doing the same thing black folks do, but they put us in the forefront of this. And they paint the perception of the world. And they get paid off, just like Kanye West says. So let's call a motherfucker. They call a spade a spade. Like, come on, man. I'm not one of those people gonna turn no other cheek like I'm stupid. And I don't like people playing with my intelligence. I'm not turning no other cheek when I see what's going on, man. We all know Jewish people got a lot to do with a lot of shit. The Jewish lawyers, they running the record business, this business, that business. What the fuck, bro? And I'm not saying, the ones that work, like, you know, you got Jewish people that work. It's not as fortunate as these ones that's running the world. But what would that change? Like I said earlier, it just means your own people are fuck over you. Black folks the same thing. Chinese people the same thing. Spanish people the same thing. When you put people, not a color or a race, but people in power, of course, how you think they stay in power off the backs it is. Come on, people. Man, we get caught up in it. I get people come, oh, well, not all Jewish people. Not all Jewish people are rich and all that. Man, I ain't saying that. That would be pissing me off, man. And this is what I don't deal with. I deal with people who understand. I don't be wasting my time trying to get you to understand something you ain't no feeling. You got Jewish people that say, yeah, man, you're right. Because they understand. You got white people that say, yeah, man, you're right, man. Because they understand. But each nationality, we all have those people that just want to be all technical. Man, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. I don't have time for that, bro. Because as we all know it, and I told y'all a million times, we're not a part of these families. The skull and bones. Council of Foreign Relations. Hillberry. Rothschild. And these are the ones you know. There's families out there, I don't even want to call their names. You don't even know about these people. That's how powerful they are. You don't even think they exist. You don't know they exist. This ain't no joke, man, when I be speaking about this stuff. That's why I be telling folks. Y'all think a nigga that be talking like, ooh, no, bro. This shit is serious, man. When you speak against the church and religion, this is serious, man. This is not no game, okay? I really was advised y'all to wake up, you understand me, and understand what's going on, bro. See, Kanye West ain't crazy. And I'm glad we got somebody like him at the magnitude that he is to bring the type of awareness to the situation. Okay? Yeah, I don't agree with everything he do, but I'm not focused on that, bro. I won't be in my feelings about shit, man. That man can do what he wanna do, but when he speak on the then we are, yeah, I'm for that, homie. But your man, they don't give a damn what kind of hat he's wearing all ain't on that, bro. I don't get caught up in that girl stuff, that female stuff. The man basically telling you, man, when Jewish people exploit black folk, they get paid off this shit. Did you see that for yourself? Leo Cohen is a Jewish person. And I know Jewish people are like that. One of my partners is a Jew. That's been in the music business, man. We've been tight for a long time. I'm talking about the ones who are running the show. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's bloodline.
Looking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me, seagulls scavenge, still ice cream, worries vanish within my dreams.
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show. Of course, we always have something going on in the background, and that's what goes on. This Kanye debate is obvious. It doesn't seem like it's resolvable in its immediate. And while our reactions are to what he lost and what he didn't, I'll say again, he just increased his net worth by billions just by losing those billion-dollar contracts. Because my survey of social media and folks that were already supporting that, the average person probably agrees with Kanye. Really? And then there's those of us who don't agree with his manipulation of his information for self-gain. And I'm in that category. I see a clear path to, bruh, if you didn't know that this is not the time to holler fire in the theater, you're an idiot. And it seems as if you don't know that. Or you're intentionally hollering fire in the... And as well as you, the same folks that made you a billionaire is the same dudes that you complaining about. What is wrong with your mind, sir? Really?
I'm God! Kill, stop, kill black people! I'm God! Enslave
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show. We're closing the door on that bullshit.
Bloodline with bloodline. And this is why I say, answer. Oh, but I love you desperately, girl. If it wasn't for the things that people say, child, ooh, you would be making love to me. All right. Oh, but how else can a starving man be? If you wouldn't listen to what they say behind my back, child, you would be making love to me. All right.
We all got
one coming in, dog. Well, I got to tell y'all, they use KKK as little watchdogs. They thought they had all power. They just on a lower level. They just keep on fighting. They just come and go on the deal, man. They got to put it together. Why should people start running around doing shit, man? So at the end of the day, man, tell you what, man, I don't agree with everything you say, homie. But boy, you got some big nuts doing what you're doing, and I don't salute you, homie. For speaking against what's going on. Because soon as you speak against people, all it is, all that. But like I said, if you could talk to Kanye West and say this about what Kanye West did and did, say something about the prisons, the fucked up prisons. Say something about the music business. So like you just saw Leo Cohen. If you're against violence and drugs, then why do you promote sign rapper that talk about this shit all the time? If you don't know who Leo Cohen is, you know, I'll sign Young Thug to 300 and a lot of other rappers. He was the one that supposedly broke up Jay-Z and Dame Dash. He's a powerful guy. And he's Jewish. So what I'm trying to explain to y'all is this, man. When you die, your ass gonna be out here. While you're on earth, don't be scared to live and scared to die. Call it like it is. You got people, they pins on the same way you do. That see themselves this high over your life. Why would you allow that to happen? I don't care if you, whatever you are. I don't care how much money you got. I don't see you above me. But that don't go for what's going on in the world, man. These people really running our lives, man. You know, you better wake up, man. You've been robbed of your whole life. Everything that they put up here is a lie. Unlearn and relearn, man. Don't be scared. It's real. I be telling y'all, like, I be seeing motherfuckers on the street talking about this dog, nigga, Hillary Clinton, look, I'm real, guys. Some motherfuckers knock a nigga ass off and can't get away with it. Why? They control everything. They own everything. You don't own nothing. You know what I say? White folks, you might know, I might know, they don't own nothing, bro. They can't change their own life. So until we all understand, oh, we all in the same thing, your little cubicle, your little world, you want to separate yourself and really know that you got more privilege than that. That's all you want. But the fact of the matter is, the same people that got you paying bills every third of motherfucking day, it's the same people that got me paying bills every third of day. So let's quit and turn the other cheek, acting like you're slow and you're dumb and all that. And I told you, though, I don't take lightly of people insulting my intelligence. That's something I would not, that's a principle I stand on. And that's all I'm saying. So with that being said, man, it is what it is. So the sooner we can come together and understand we got one coming enemy, man, come together and help fight this shit, or at least put our differences to the side, because the same people, bro, I got your mama and your sister and your grandma and your kids catching cancer and all these different things. That's a whole other video, that cancer thing. I told y'all, my baby mama went to that. I was there. I flew back and forth to Atlanta with her. I was there. I talked to other people when they were there with their family. I was there when there wasn't no insurance at first. Then it was insurance. I was there. I'm going to do a whole other video on that. That's when you think about all this stuff, what I'm saying, I'm going to let y'all go. See, y'all be speaking about religion. What does religion mean to all this? God gave you everything you need to do what you got to do. They ain't got to be waiting on nobody, because, bro, they damn sure ain't waiting on nobody to come save you. They got you thinking somebody going to come save you. Rabbit hole going deep. All right? So y'all allow me to make this fun video, man. Thank y'all for that, man. I appreciate it. Like I tell you,
very pleased to have for this, for a second performance today, Cherokee National Treasure, Connie Wildcat. Performing traditional flute music. So please welcome him in the warmest of National Museum of American Indian ways to our floor.
OCO, Tokyo, Nakata, India, we are. Hello, how are you people out there? My name is Tommy Wildcat. It's good to be here once again at Cherokee Days 2017 at the National Museum of American Indian. I'm going to start this evening off with one of my most promoted flute songs called Warrior Flute, heard all over Cherokee Country from North Carolina, Northern Georgia, Tennessee, and Northeastern Oklahoma. So here we go, folks. My most devoted flute song, called Warrior Flute.
Thank you.